Susan pondered carefully and seriously on what her mother had said. When she thought over her past conduct, a blush of shame crept to her cheeks, and a look of sorrow into her eyes, as many little acts of selfishness and unkindness came back to her memory. She resolved that for the future, both in great things and small, she would remember and follow the golden rule. It was not long after this that an opportunity occurred of trying Susan's principles. One Saturday evening, when she went as usual to Farmer Thompson's inn to receive the price of her mother's washing for the boarders, which amounted to $5, she found the farmer in the stable yard. He was apparently in a terrible rage with some horse dealers with whom he had been bargaining. He held in his hand an open pocketbook full of bills, and, scarcely noticing the child as she made her request, except to swear at her, as usual, for troubling him when he was busy, he handed her a banknote. Glad to escape so easily, Susan hurried out of the gate, and then, pausing to pin the money safely in the folds of her shawl, she discovered that he had given her two bills instead of one. She looked around. Nobody was near to share her discovery, and her first impulse was joy at the unexpected prize.